What is up, Sacramento? Sacramento, it's your boy Drapes holding it down. Got my man Jay Johnson behind the boards for the next 4 hours. Our guy Kevin Whitey Gleason not with us today, attending to a family matter. I don't want to share with what it is, but it's good news. And so no need to be alarmed, no need to be concerned. He should be back tomorrow with us here on the Drive Guys on Sactown Sports 1140. I tell you, Jay, I'm upset, man. It's been a bad day, dude.
Upset.
Yes, Ice Cube got the song. It was a good day. Like, everything fell into place. Well, going back towards yesterday, everything has just been awful for your boy Drapes. I'm in a mood today, big fella. I can't even count on my Sacramento Kings to get a win. I can't even wake up feeling good looking at the standings. It's raining outside. Had to cancel my golf lesson. I had a golf lesson today.
With Tommy Morton?
Yes, my guy Tom Morton. I had a golf lesson, but I had to cancel that today to get ready for it. And so I'm in a bad mood.
Golfers don't play in the weather?
No, they do, big fella.
See, that's a hobby. I keep telling you.
I wanted to come in today fully prepared, fully focused, because I know it's going to be a big show here over the next 4 hours. 916-339-1140. 916-339-1140. That's how you can talk to me and Jay over the next 4 hours. We got a great show coming up. We're going to have some guests. We're going to get into what happened last night. We're going to talk about this Caitlin Clark situation. What about the Sacramento A's? Because there's a lot of hypocrites going on out there, a lot of chatter out there. And I'm telling you, some people are being hypocrites. I'll tell you who I'm talking about coming up in just a little bit. But Jay, first, let's dive into what the heck happened last night. We had a great show yesterday. We were live at Beach Hut Deli, had several fans come on by. Shout out to my guy, Manny Too Legit, laced him with a couple of tickets. Yes, sir, for Friday's game. So everything was feeling good. I felt the vibe in the arena. I felt the buzz from the crowd. The crowd was ready. And then the squad come out. And I'm talking about the Sacramento Kings. They come out and get smacked up. When I say smacked up, it was like this. Smacked up. And not just in the third quarter. Third quarter was bad. You give up 38 points in the third quarter. That's bad. But I thought they lost last night's game to the Dallas Mavericks, Jay, in the first half, believe it or not. Final score, 132-96, and honestly, it wasn't even that close. Second half, the Mavericks built a 39-point lead. They, I thought, took it to the Kings right from the opening tip. And this was the biggest regular season game for the Sacramento Kings this year. And they came out and laid an egg. And so I'm in my feelings today, big bro.
I can dig it.
I'm not feeling well. I'm not happy. Hopefully we have some callers and people calling in. They won't be talking nonsense because I'm not in the mood for it, man. This one stung last night. This is the one that I'm like, De'Aaron Fox talked about it. Domantas Sabonis talked about it. They all knew what was at stake last night, Jay, and they laid an egg.
Yeah. It's a little difficult to take what we need to recede. And I'm still trying to, as you see, I'm still trying to find my words, because I don't want to make excuses for the Kings. I also don't want to, you know, make sure that the Sports 1140 listeners understand that I'm not, you know, saying that it's okay that the Dallas Mavericks came in here, like you said, and curb stomped the Sacramento Kings. But I think this is going to surprise you, and it's going to surprise a lot of people who listen to this show and who know me. I don't want to say yesterday was like humongous or it was minimal. I took it as, and it may just because they got, you know, suplexed, they got power slammed, they got clotheslined, you know, for all the wrestling fans who I'm not. But it's a game. It's a game. They took the L, and I think because they got smoked so bad, I'm just charging it off as it's a game. I'm looking forward to Friday. And I'm like, it's one of 82.
Jay, I respect you.
I know the significance. I know what's coming guy. My way.
You're my guy. I respect you. But that's loser's mentality, Jay.
It's not just
a game. We can't spend all week pointing to last night's game, Jay.
We can't
spend all day yesterday. Oh, it's a massive game. And then when the squad lay in it, oh, it's just one of 82. It'll be okay. We can't do that, Jay.
I agree. Maybe I need to take a step back and clarify one more time.
Let me give you one more run. I'm angry today, man. I'm on one today.
Have you eaten? Did you get your popcorn?
You know what?
Do we need to bless you?
No, I need some popcorn. Okay. Real quick, Jay, before you make your point. I got a Starbucks in my hand,
okay,
right? Starbucks is sort of like McDonald's, Wendy's. You know what you're going to get when you go there. Like, no matter what Starbucks you go to, it should be the same.
True.
This drink right here
is a boom on earth, not
trash,
reaching.
Bro. That's what I'm saying. Nothing is going right now, bro. So please explain yourself.
Okay, so what I'm trying to say, Drapes, and listeners, is this. The game was monumental. It was huge. Mm-hmm. I accept all of that that's getting ready to come for the rest of the next 4 hours. I understand where you're coming from, too, at the same point. What I'm saying to you is sometimes throughout the season, even when you take a bad loss like you did on national television in front of Draper, who didn't have to do pre and post, in front of me and the wife, who were there for the first time together this year, I get it. You know, and I talked to a few people. I was like, "Man, it's my first one," or "I've been looking forward to this one." And they didn't come with the smoke. They got smoked. Let's just cross it off as a day on the calendar, and let's push forward. Positive thinking. It's one of 82, Drapes. It's just another game, and I understand why and what people are getting ready to say. Jay, you crazy, you out your mind. That was huge. It was on national TV. We cry about getting our respect. Simone is back here. She looking at me funny style. I understand it. I get it. I'm just saying, and I know this surprises people coming from me. I'm looking at it as one of 82. I'm trying to put it behind me, Drapes.
Right.
And I'm just going to scratch it off as a calendar day. I'm looking forward to Friday.
I'm shocked by that because here's the thing, Jay, because I know you value hard work, competitiveness, capturing the moment, big games. If they would have lost by one or two, I'd say, you know what? They just got us. You know what? We fought hard. But I don't know if we can say that, man. They came in and curb stomped us. And the problem is, And I hope things will be different Friday. The Dallas Mavericks that we saw last night, Jay, they are a much better team than the one we saw earlier this season. I'm afraid of this Dallas Mavericks team. We started off the show yesterday talking about how Luka and Kyrie are awful defensively. Well, the Mavericks hid those two guys.
They did.
Luka, you know, he started off on Keon, but after three possessions, he went to Harrison Barnes.
Yep.
Kyrie went to Keon Ellis, you know? And so that concerns me, man, and because our one advantage we had is we would be able to pick on those guys. And if it's not HB or Keon Ellis, like, they're going to have to step up then, because the same game plan is going to happen on Friday.
Absolutely.
And so that's what frustrates me about this is Friday, I know the Golden 1 Center going to be lit. I know the crowd's going to be ready. I know our guys are going to be ready. But it might not matter, Jay. This Dallas Mavericks team, they might be legit, bro.
You think they've gotten that much better since the last time the Kings have seen them and you've been able to put your eyes on them, you know, personally and not in person and not on television, that you think this team may be better than the Kings?
I think this team, in terms of matchups,
gotcha.
This is a Pelicans kind of matchup for us, I think. And let me tell you why,
Gafford,
Jay.
Longer playing.
They got Gafford. Mm-hmm. They got PJ.
Yeah.
I did my research. All right. Derrick Jones Jr.
Love him.
Love him, right? His wingspan, 7 feet, okay? Dante Exum, who's listed as 6'5", his wingspan, 6'9". Hold on, Jay. Let me finish here. Let me keep going because this is the concern that I have. PJ Washington, who lit us up, his wingspan, 7'2.5". I'm not done. Daniel Gafford, who we love, 7 feet, 2.25 inches. Derek Lively, wingspan, 7'8". This is the kind of team that causes problems for Sacramento. And I've said it time and time again, if I'm Monty McNair, it's not about going out there and get shooting. It's not about going out there and get a rim protector. It's about getting positional length. And that's what Dallas did at the trade deadline. And that's what I thought really caught us off guard and caused us so many problems last night.
That's a great point. And, you know, when you're reading off these names, Drapes, you know, every single time it just pops in my mind, New Orleans Pelicans.
Right.
It sounds like the Pelicans, the Zions, the B.I.s, the McCullums, the Herb Jones.
Yes.
You know, it sounds like them. And I hear where you're going. And we all know Kings haven't beat the Pelicans. We all know the Pelicans give the Kings absolute any type of. And I'll give you an inside look. D.C. coach Doug Christie, who will be on our show probably tomorrow or Friday.
All right.
He came I was speaking to him. He came into the studio a couple days ago, and I was asking about the Wizards and all that type of stuff. And he was like, you know what? And I follow that with, if we were to see Oklahoma City versus Denver versus
Minnesota,
who would you be worried about? And he's like, none of them.
Really?
I'm like, seriously? Yeah. You know who I'm worried about? Who I'm worried about? And I was like, Phoenix? He's like, no. He's like, I'm worried about the Clippers.
Ooh.
And I'm worried about the Pelicans.
Mm.
And I said, I kind of know why.
Right.
But I
right.
want to know.
Yeah.
And he was like, just what you said. Length, being physical.
Yes.
Coming at us. Relentlessness. Like, these type of things. But the first thing he sent was length.
Length.
It's like, dude, they scare me because how long they are. We have the ability to run around people. We have the ability to out-scheme people. We have the ability to out-quick people sometimes.
Right.
You know, we can out-shoot people. And we've talked about that on this show. The Kings have to hit their shots, which they did not at all in the second half,
right.
which we'll talk about this. Yep. I thought the third quarter was one of the worst quarters they played, let alone the second half. But that's someone who's in the building. That's someone who's like Kyle Draper, who's around this team, mm-hmm. that practice with this team, sees this team, yep. hears this team. And if you and him and other coaches that we've had on this show continue to talk about it, then guess what? I'm going to be smart enough to understand that's a problem for the Kings.
Yes.
And yesterday, the Mavs definitely looked like a different team. They looked a little more bulkier. They looked a little more longer. They looked a little more athletic. They looked a lot faster than I remember.
Yep.
You know, Kyrie came out with some elusiveness that I felt like I hadn't seen in a while from him. I don't know what you thought about that. Did you think he was, and there was a point in time, Kyrie kind of has this all the time, Drape, so correct me if I'm wrong. There's a part in time during each game Kyrie's playing when he's on, he's going to test the balance of, can I go get 8 buckets in a row?
Yeah.
Can I
put his foot on the gas pedal. Right.
And you saw that in the third quarter to the point to where it's funny. I'm sitting there looking, and he was right in front of the Kings bench. And I don't know if you were paying attention. As they were bringing the ball up, they were running the offense. He had his hands on his knees. And he had already hit the last two shots, the two threes, where it was like, oh, that's cold.
Yeah.
Those ones. And the third one, he got the ball real quick and shot and missed. And I was like, okay, that's the end of that Kyrie run.
Okay.
But the 2-3 possessions in front of that, I was like, oh, he's trying to win the game now.
Right, yes.
And they did.
Yes, they did. He was going for the kill. And we're going to talk about this coming up at 3 o'clock. We're going to gauge the pulse of Kings Nation. How do you cope with this Kings season, this roller coaster? Do you go out there and play golf? Do you go out to a special dinner with your family, some special time with your spouse or something like that? Because I'm struggling right now, Kings fans. The rain outside, I didn't have my golf lesson. I don't know how to cope with what's happening with our squad. One minute we look like we could be Western Conference Finals contenders. The next we look like, you know what? We don't belong on the same floor as some of the best teams. We're going to take your calls, 916-339-1140. But coming up next, it's Drape's Take. You're listening to The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140. I see what you're trying to do there, Jay. I see what you're trying to do there, Jay.
You got to lighten the mood, Drake.
You're trying to put the smile back on our faces out here, even though we got mollywopped last night, 132-96. You're listening to The Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140, 916-339-1140. How are you feeling, Kings Nation, after yesterday's loss, the biggest regular season game of the year, and the Kings just got stomped on their home floor by Luka, Kyrie, and the Dallas Mavericks? And the thing, you know, as we go back and talk about the changes, Jay, that the Mavs made, Luka and Kyrie may be their team. It may be their team, the stars.
Yeah.
But that team doesn't take on the personality of those two guys, if that makes sense, you know?
It does.
It's like those two guys, you know, they're great players. We know that. But they're not grimy. They're not physical. They're not a bit. I felt like the others really set the tone. The Derrick Jones Juniors, the PJ Washingtons, the Gaffords, the Derek Lively off the bench.
Like Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oof. Like those guys play with like an edge of physicality. I don't think Kyrie and Luka play like that. But the moves they made to surround those guys, and maybe Monty McNair can take a page out of that book, because, you know, when you talk about De'Aaron and some of our guys, maybe we need those kind of guys around them. So that we can be like that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I do think they've kind of reinvigorated their lineup. And as I said, I go back to, you talk about the length, the athleticism. For me, I felt like they got younger compared to the last 3 or 4 years. You know, let's not forget, at one point in time, they was running out DeAndre Jordan about 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I really thought they got a lot younger. I thought they reminded me of the Western Conference final run that they made a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. with, and goodness, they're blanking, my guy up that's up there in Brooklyn right now. And
who are you talking about?
Goodness, I'm blanking.
Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie?
No, not Dinwiddie.
He's in L.A. now.
They're 3-4, which they're both.
Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah. And who was, remember him and, is it Buford? Or who was the one that was next to him? And they were considered like the knuckleheads.
I'll go back.
I can't think of it.
Yeah, get that
but
for me.
I do think they reminded me of that Western Conference final run mm-hmm. team, where they're a little more athletic. They're a little more 3-and-D-ish, you know, and let Luka cook for the most part. And when you got Kyrie, who's really intertwined in what he's doing, man, they definitely look better than I remember them.
Yeah, exactly. And they give them credit. They won 9 out of their last 10. They're 9-2 in their last 11. Like, they're playing their best basketball of the season. And they brought it to the Sacramento Kings, especially in that third quarter. 38-23, they outscored them in that third quarter. And let's be honest, it wasn't even that close, you know, the third quarter. Kings tried to make a run late, but coming out of the timeout, coming out of halftime, I thought Dallas really brought the focus. And we saw it with the Kings right from the opening jump to start that second half, where they turned the ball over on their first possession. Dallas went down to score, and then that was the rest of it. They went on to win 132-96. All right, let's get into Drape's takes right now, because I got a lot to say about last night's game. Jay, run it.
Calm down, Lion. Calm down. Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
Before you go, Reggie Bullock. That's what I was trying to think. Reggie Bullock.
All right. Reggie Bullock, yes. It is time for Drape's takes, everybody. Obviously, not the way we want it last night to play out. 132-96, Dallas with the win. Three things stood out to me, and I'll start first by saying I thought the Kings lost this game in the first half. Luka Doncic, it was light work for him in the first half, and I said it during yesterday's show as we got ready for the game. Guarding your yard, the man-to-man defense, on-ball defense, had to be on point. Luka, I thought, picked apart the Kings' man-to-man defense. He got what he wanted out there. Forget about the 26 first half points that he put up. Luka in the first quarter only had 7. PJ Washington hit 3 threes. He had 9 points. And I said before the show yesterday, during the show yesterday, if you can guard Luka one-on-one, don't help too much, then you can stymie the other guys. Because the Derrick Jones Jr. of the world, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, they don't get in their bag. They get their points, Jay, off of Luka and Kyrie. And I didn't think the Kings' on-ball defense was good enough last night.
Yeah, I agree. I like where you're going there, Drapes. The creators, the creation of this offense, as much as it comes from Jason Kidd, I do totally believe. You see Luka with the ball in his hand 99% of the time. And when Kyrie has the ball, we know he's already a creator. I think they have a lot of people who assist with Luka and Kyrie do in a good way.
And that brings me to my second point, Jay, and some people might not like this, but I'm going to just call it like I see it. I'm not going to kiss up to the fans out there, anything like that, like some other shows do. I'm going to give it to you real. The difference between Dallas and Sacramento last night, and this is something I really think Monty has to address. This goes back to, Jay, why I wanted a Zach LaVine at the trade deadline. I feel like our offense is greater than the sum of our individual parts. Let me explain myself. When we run our offense, it's great. But when the offense bogs down, we are lost. What's Dallas's offense? I don't even know if they run an offense.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They got Luka. They got Kyrie that can create. They got Tim Hardaway Jr. that can create. They got guys put the ball in their hand, and then everybody else plays off them. I feel like at times when our offense is stymied, maybe we stick with it too long. Maybe we don't go into our pick and roll bag, or Fox doesn't take over, or Malik doesn't take over. But we need playmakers, man. Guys that can get their own shot in outside of the offense. I feel like Dallas, their two guys are two elite guys at that. But when the offense bogs down, you can't stop Luka.
No.
You can't stop Kyrie. But you can stop our offense. And that's what I thought happened yesterday. I thought the Mavs' length and size really affected our offense. And I think as we go forward here in Sacramento, we got to get guys that can get in their bag, can score. Maybe Keegan Murray takes that leap next season. But I feel like yesterday reminded me of the Golden State series, what we saw last night. Last night what we saw reminded me of the Golden State series where our offense, dude, you ain't going to win no games shooting 39%.
No.
Shooting 36.7. And some people will say, well, Drapes, they just missed shots. Well, they missed shots because Dallas bogged things up in the paint, man. Like, De'Aaron couldn't get by guys, and then when he did, he had Derek Lively in a 7-8 wingspan waiting for him at the rim. I feel like we need more bucket getters on our team.
100%. I mean, I think, and I was getting ready to say about the Keegan situation, that is the maturation. You know, one of the things I continue to keep on talking about is De'Aaron making people better.
Right.
You know, and you can only, one thing I realized, Drapes, you can only do it to a certain extent. You can't do it all by yourself.
Right.
And totally agree, man. They need some bucket getters, some shot creators, people who make pass people open, not wait until you are open.
Right. Yes, 100%.
Brock Purdy.
Exactly. Hey, Brock does that, right? He leads them, you know. You got to be there. I'm going to hit you there. Get there. My third and final Drapes take, Domantas Sabonis. Nearly had a triple-double. 12 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. That stat line looks good. But as you dive deeper, 3 of 10 from the field. And how many times, sure, he missed some shots that maybe he normally makes, Jay. But his decision-making, in my opinion, has to be quicker. It feel like at times he's searching or thinking, well, should I shoot this? What should I do? Just do it, Domas. You know, and it goes back to the pump faking, that too. Like, if they give you that 10-footer, shoot it. I don't care. He only took 10 shots last night. He should have taken 15 to 20 shots, in my opinion. He had those looks, and he just didn't take them. I need to see a better Domantas Sabonis. His stat line sort of reminded me of game, what was it, 2, I think it was, against Golden State, and game 6 against Golden State. He got to be more impactful on the offensive end, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I think it's something we've seen, you know, throughout these times, and a lot of times we notice it when they take the losses, Drapes, of Domas not being greedy.
Right.
Domas
right.
Not on the same, like, when, and I think this kind of goes back to your offensive situation for me is, when the Kings are at their best, the ball's popping. It's moving. It's, you know, Domas is getting a rock and he's diming people open. He's, you know, passing people open. He's finding guys cutting to the basket. And then when they lose, it's kind of like Domas has got the ball and he's waiting for something
waiting
to happen.
Waiting for something.
Or
right.
He's pounding the ball into the ground and he's waiting for things to happen around him. It's not there. I force it. A turnover normally happens. A bad shot. It doesn't look good either to the eye.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
It doesn't. And that goes back to, we need bucket getters. Guys that, you know what? The offense, it them with, and I've been in practice, how Mike Brown structures the offense. You run the play. If it breaks down, he says, just play basketball. Just
okay.
And a lot of times, I don't think we just play basketball. I feel like we're beholden to the play and, you know, get in your bag. It's okay. And one quick point, too, about the Kings offense last night. I felt like against those shot blockers, we went too deep into the paint.
Yeah.
Like we you know, De'Aaron, you know, Keon, whoever it was would try to get into the paint. And then you had Gafford waiting, or you had Lively waiting and trying to shoot over those 7'2" wingspans, 7'8" wingspans. It's tough. That's why Mike Brown talks about the spray threes, you know, and how you do that, Jay. You could do it at different levels. You could do it as soon as you touch the paint. You could do it when you're in the middle of the paint or you're deep in the paint. I felt we got too deep into the paint, and then by that time, it was too late, especially against that Mavs team, man. Just way too much length right last night for them. All right,
yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
I'll go ahead. Do your thing,
nah,
brother.
Nah, man.
You
Drapes
got bills
takes.
To pay.
Yeah, I gotta pay off this sponsor right here. Drapes Take is brought to you by Alsco Uniforms. Discover why it pays to keep clean with Alsco Uniforms. All right, coming up next, we dive into your phone calls as well. What went wrong last night with the Sacramento Kings? How are you feeling about that loss, Sacramento? Jay says it was 1 of 82. Do you agree with that guy? Hit us up. 916-339-1140. You're listening to The Drive Guys on Sactown Sports 1140.
Subscribe to Sactown Sports on YouTube and watch the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross, Stiles and Watkins, and The Drive Guys. Live Monday through Friday from 6 to 6. Plus, view archive shows and exclusive content.
Subscribe at YouTube.com/SacktownSports.
Including us tonight, they got to loose balls, which allowed them to get out in transition. They got a lot of easy buckets, and then we just weren't able to get stops at the end of the day either. But we have to be better on the offensive end as well.
That's our guy, De'Aaron Fox, after last night's beatdown at the hands of the Dallas Mavericks. Here's the thing I love about De'Aaron Fox, Jay. And sometimes, you know, I'm like, he got to be fiery. But De'Aaron is going to be De'Aaron no matter what. After a win, after a loss, he's going to keep it all in perspective. And meanwhile, me, I'm leaving early. I'm crying on the way home. I'm mad at Starbucks for the bad coffee today. Like, a Kings loss sort of sends me into a tailspin. De'Aaron keeps it all in perspective. And even after last night, he did say, we got to be better. And this goes to your point earlier. And it's something I've been saying all season. Their goals are still right there. Like, they still are attainable.
Yeah.
You win on Friday, everything's good. We good. We got the tiebreaker with them. We're ahead of them in the standings. And so, while I'm upset about last night, while especially because it was on national TV, mind you, now.
That's the one.
That's the one. That's the one. And we'll get to the calls coming up here in a second. 916-339-1140. This is the thing that frustrates me about this season, Jay. Because we talk about, oh, we want Domas to get some national love. How come they always talking about the Lakers? Even at halftime of yesterday's game, I was told the subject was on the Sacramento Kings, even though we were trailing. They were talking about us. But then we lay an egg like that.
Yeah.
And what's the topic today? The Dallas Mavericks. Mm. Are they for real? If we win that game yesterday, then the talk is about us. So it's right there for us, and we keep dropping the ball, whether it's the national acceptance, the love, the standings, whatever it is, we keep letting this slip through our fingers, Jay.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. And let me say this is the national, being on national television and being, you know, the late game for everybody to watch is definitely huge. And I don't want to mix that up. That's not in the same bag as me saying it's 1 of 82.
Okay.
The other part, look, to the point, like I was almost embarrassed to text Greg Anthony today because I want to get him on. And I was like, I'm not texting Greg. We lost by 40. By a 4-piece. I'm talking about 2 20-piece McNuggets. Yeah. I'm not texting Greg Anthony. And that was with no sauce because they gave it to us dry. No sauce.
Right?
Yeah, like, come on, bro.
You know what those nuggets were? They were the ones at the end of the night. You come in and you order at like
11:30.
Right, exactly. They like, damn, we ain't cooking no new nuggets. You getting these old ones that's been sitting there for 2 hours. That's exactly what it was.
The grease ain't even right, bro. I'm with you, man. And so I was like, nah, I'm going to ease off, Greg. Maybe I'll text him Thursday to give us a preview of Friday. But I definitely want to make sure I separate that because I think that's a big – that's huge, Drapes. We can't continue to ask for respect. Right. When we're going out there and laying eggs.
Laying eggs.
We can't go out there and ask for, and this is a conversation I want to get into, and it's something that I asked you guys a little bit yesterday, which is a two-pronged situation. If the Kings finish 6 or above, this means nothing, right?
Right, exactly.
Really doesn't.
Yep.
The second part, too, I want to discuss is I asked about Malik Monk. I'm just saying. Mm. I'm really hunting for Malik to be the sixth man, and that's why I keep bringing it up. But when you got guys like Tim Hardaway Jr. who comes into Sacramento, I think he had 18, and it was like a solid 18. Like there was a couple buckets in the third or quarter.
He had 22.
Excuse me, 22. I just thought about the second bucket. 22, because I looked up, he had 18. I'm looking at the board in my mind. He had that three, and I was like, ooh, that's icy. You can't continue to ask to be respected.
Right.
And you don't go out and earn your respect.
Right.
Losing by 40 where people turn the channel, like, it was over with. People here after the third quarter were pretty much going out. The Kings waved the white flag with 5 minutes to go. They emptied the bench. Yep. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. It was over before the fourth quarter almost started.
Yeah.
They gave one final push.
One final push,
you can't continue to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And then when people look at you, you don't deliver.
You don't deliver.
It's tough.
That's tough. And that's sort of how it felt last night. You know, we had Whitey on yesterday. Shout out to him. He'll be back tomorrow. But, you know, the chant was supposed to be, coaches got it wrong.
Mm.
You know, national TV, let's show them Domantas Sabonis. And we laid an egg last night. And, you know, I'm looking at the text line, 916-339-1140 from the 209. Kings pissed me off last night. They looked like they were tired and looked just outplayed. We look like hot lost. How do you show up to a game like that? We need to protect our home court. I still love my Kings, and I will be there Friday. We need that win. And I think that's what's so upsetting about it too, Jay. It's if you lose on the road, but you're at home, the magnitude of the game, the national television, you've been playing good basketball. This is a team that's right there tied with you in the standings. It doesn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
They have a chance to atone on Friday and make up for it. But over these next 48 hours, they got to sit on this, Jay.
Ah.
They got to stew on this.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one upset. I can't, like, this is the time where if I'm Foxy, if I'm Malik, if I'm Domas, these next two practices, dude, they got to be some of your best of the season. You got to be locked in fully. And so I think they're off today. Guys will go in.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, because they had the back-to-back. Guys will get some shots up, I'm sure. But tomorrow and come Friday, they got to be locked in.
You know, but I think Drapes and, you know, I don't want to talk down on the situation because I don't want to flambaste them, even though they did get smoked last night, rotisserie style. After they lose, but this is something I've been saying all season, and I think a lot of Kings fans have. Why does it take this to happen for this team to be fired up? And I'm saying that's what it feels like on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
This team doesn't approach games, to me, to a lot of Kings fans, as meaningful games sometime. And when you have you're down by 5 at halftime, and then all of a sudden you're getting blown out by 40 almost.
Right.
You know, and pretty much it was, again, over after the third quarter. I just can't understand how some of this team doesn't seem to get up on these type of stages. And that's why you say, you can't be, I can't be, you know, Will, who's, I guaranteed, who's getting ready to jump on the phone line and say, Jay, you crazy. This ain't one of 82. Like, we can't be the people that's fired up for that team.
Yeah.
And it's a hard, you know, discussion to have because I know those guys want to play.
Right.
I know those guys didn't come into the game last night trying to get blown out by 40, right? But there is a fine line of how much is too much to accept anymore. Like, I'm not accepting the fact that I'm getting ready to play Dallas on a back. It could be on 4 back-to-backs, the back-to-back,
right.
Quadruple. I'm still not getting blown out by 40.
Right, you're not getting blown
and
out.
And that's the toughest part, Drapes, and that's why I respect what you're saying is like, look, man, I'm fired up. And I think that's what some of the people around here in Sacramento and Kings fans are like, I don't need you to go to the podium and be like, we got out physical. I don't need you to talk to a reporter or your friend or we see something from a tech or a tweet from a reporter that says, you know what, look, man, I just didn't get it done. Nah.
We know that.
That's it.
Right.
If there's any point in time, Drapes, during a season to turn it up a notch one time.
Right.
To go Bobby Knight without the choke out. You know what I mean? To go John Chaney, Temple.
Yes.
Like last night, the Wizards. There was a time, and I've said this 100 times, all due respect to Mike Brown and the Vans he rocking. Shouts out to you. Hopefully he gets an endorsement because the Kings should be. I don't know why they're not hunting Vans down, which is a California company.
Yep.
But, man, I'd have been out my shoes. Drapes, if I'm Mike Brown, dude, I'm sliding on the Kings logo. I'm getting thrown out the five minutes after halftime. Right. After I know you just went in there, had a conversation with your team. We got to be better. Like we got to be fired up. We got to go at them dudes. And you come out and get smoked like that? Mm. Man, I'm leaving the sideline drapes, and I'm walking up, and I'm sitting in section 108, row C, seat 6. And I'm just like, y'all do it.
And here's the thing, and this is something we've talked about. We'll get to the calls coming up here in a minute, 916-339-1140. Sometimes when you don't have it, you got to manufacture it sometimes. Whether it's throwing a clipboard, getting kicked out, a player getting a technical, something, a hard foul, pick a fight out there. I don't know.
Anything.
Put, you know, Luka drives, whack him on the arms. Something. Show me a post when you're getting your butt kicked.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so upsetting. All right, coming up in just a minute, Jay, we're going to jump on the phone lines. 916-339-1140. Will's out there. AC's out there. We'll get to you guys in a minute. Jay says it's 1 of 82. I know it was national TV, he says, but they have a chance to right the ship on Friday. Do you agree? We're bouncing back on the Drive, guys. Back here on the Drive, guys. Sactown Sports, 1140. Drapes and Jay take you up to 6 o'clock. Our guy Whitey out today, hoping to be back tomorrow. Hope all is well with him. Still reacting to what happened last night at Golden 1 Center. The Kings just getting boat raced last night by Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks, 132-96. Coming up at the top of the hour, I want to hear from you Kings fans. How are you coping not only with this loss but with this season? Like, what do you do to get your mind off of something like what happened last night? Do you hit the gym? Do you go to the grocery store? Do you barbecue? Do you hang out with friends? Because I'm at a loss right now. After that game, I just had to go home and stew on it by myself. I didn't golf this morning. I didn't hit the gym. I just stayed at home by myself. So I'm in my feelings right now. I had a therapy session. I mean, I'm just in my feelings. Like, what do you do to cope with the Sacramento Kings, who have just been on an up and down roller coaster? As soon as you think that this team has turned the corner, they pull the wool out of our under us, the carpet under our feet, whatever it is, that they let us down again. And that happened last night, 132-96. Drapes and Jay here. Let's get to the phone lines. Will is on line one. Will, thanks for holding, man. What do you think about last night? 1 of 82. Where do we go from here, bro?
You know, y'all make a brother wait a long time.
Man, that's 7 minutes, Will. I don't have 7 minutes of real time, man. Okay, I'm fired up. I'm drapes now.
Jay, I'm not going to bring up his 1 of 82, man. You know what? You know what, man? Drapes.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing, man. You don't even want to talk about it. I mean, you know, you know what, though? The Wizards have won 3 in a row. But this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing, man. I mean, we know. I mean, how in the hell that you don't know the Dallas Mavericks? We beat them twice. We played them over the last couple of years, you know, 20 times. You know what they do, okay? Everybody know what they do. Luka gonna shoot fadeaways. You know, you can't just put your hand up and stop Luka. He's 6'8". You got to guard Luka. You know, and then Kyrie going to do his thing. But the thing is, man, we don't have people who's committed to defense. Tell me one guy except for Keon Ellis who's committed to who gets pissed off if he gets beat. Who you can see it in his face. He don't want to get beat. But the other guys, they just trot back down the court. It's like they're not angry that they're getting busted by 30. You know, it is so embarrassing. Last night, the Warriors was playing
Miami
Heat.
Yeah.
And Miami had control of that game. Now, this is just a little sample. It's not the main thing. They had control of that game. But Draymond, you know, crazy Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
He grabbed little Patty Mills by the neck, man.
I saw that.
Threw him down. See, we don't have guys with guts enough to make a hard foul. When Luka's going like that, you gotta knock him down. You ain't trying to hurt nobody. But you can't just let the guy just be free rolling, just throwing up shots him and Kyrie. And then Domas, man. Domas, he let himself get trapped under the basket so many times. and he gets his off upside the head, and he can't get rid of the ball, and he does it over and over and over and over again. I don't know, man. You know what? Drape, I think we're gonna end up in the play-in, man. You know, I've been trying to hold on, keep the faith. But then it's about Coach Brown too, man. I don't want to hear no more post game comments about spray the ball and all that BS, man. Look, play defense, spray the ball. All he ever talk about is offense. Spray the ball. That's the dumbest comment or you know, metaphor I ever heard in my life. Well, we got to spray the ball. He said it about 10 times, man. I'm upset, man.
I feel it, Will. Let me ask you, Will, real quick, yeah. Will, because we're going to do this next segment, but since you're on now, how do you cope with this, man? What's your outlet for something like this? You go golfing, you go boxing, you go to the gym. What do you do, man, to release that frustration? Because I don't know what to do right now.
I go to 24 hours every morning, man. I go to 24 hours for 5 days a week. But the last thing, look, man, like you guys said, like Jay said, Coach Brown got to pull out the Chaney or the Bobby Knight or my man with San Antonio Spurs.
Popovich, yeah.
Put anybody down.
He ain't got to throw no chair across the court or anything, but
Don't throw a chair. But Fox, all you guys shooting them threes, they ain't playing no defense. You know, sit them all down. I don't care. We lose by 50, I'm making my point, man.
All right, Will, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. And,
man.
Will coming in spitting that fire. And he's, you know what, Jay? This is what I love, though. He's frustrated. He's angry.
Yeah.
I get it. We got the third toughest schedule the rest of the way. 10 games left. Well, you mentioned it last segment. If we make the top six, it's all gravy. But if we got to be in the play-in,
nervous.
It's nervous, right?
Frustration.
A one game against Durant and those guys, because that's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
A one game against LeBron and them. I don't know if I want that, bro. You know what? We can beat them, yes. But I don't want it to be chance to one game. And then even if you lose that game, you might have to face Steph Curry and Golden State for one game.
Yeah.
Like, we're making it too hard on ourselves, man.
I'm with you, man. I completely agree. And I'm with Will. There are opportunities that this team has unfortunately let slip through their hands too many times. And Drape's one of the things that, you know, from the great – poet Sugar Free, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If the Kings have had too many opportunities, and I'm just hoping, you know, the boy who cried wolf, hopefully they get another opportunity.
Right.
And the great part is we can see one, which is Friday. And that's the part where, and that's why I say, you know, I hear what Will said, Jay, it ain't just 1 of 82. That's kind of my basis of it. It's like, I can see the opportunity, Drapes, but I definitely understand where you and Will coming from.
Friday is a must-win.
Oh, like, it is. Now it is.
Now we're talking must-win. All right, we got much more from you guys out there. 916-339-1140. When we come back, how are you guys coping with this up-and-down Sacramento Kings season? How are you coping with last night's loss? Maybe you hit the gym. Maybe you went to the grocery store. You went for a run, a bike, or played golf. I want to hear from you. We'll get back to the phone lines here. It's The Drive, guys, on Sactown Sports 1140.